Word 38. Surreptitious. S-U-R-R-E-P-T-I-T-I-O-U-S. Stealthy. Characterized by secrecy and caution. Done, made, obtained, or enjoyed in a secret and often sly or shifty manner, so as to avoid notice. Synonyms of surreptitious include crafty, furtive, covert, underhand, and clandestine, word 6 of level 2. Antonyms include evident, unconcealed, overt, above board, and manifest. The words stealthy, furtive, clandestine, covert, and surreptitious all mean secret, hidden from the knowledge or view of others. Let's examine their connotations in order. Stealthy is used of any secret or deceptive action that is careful, quiet, slow, and designed to conceal a motive. A cat stalks its prey in a stealthy manner. She heard the stealthy footsteps of a prowler outside the house. Furtive adds to stealthy the suggestion of quickness and cunning. The word comes from the Latin furtum, theft, and that which is furtive exhibits the craftiness, dishonesty, and evasiveness of a thief. Their furtive glances at each other during the meeting convinced Jim that there was something fishy about the deal. Suzanne knew her date with Arnold was going to be a disaster when she caught him making a furtive attempt to look down the front of her dress. Clandestine, keyword 6 in level 2, applies to that which is done secretly to conceal an evil, immoral, or illicit purpose. A clandestine love affair. A clandestine plot to overthrow the government. The word covert applies to anything deliberately covered up or disguised, and often suggests an effort to conceal something illegal or unethical. When we speak of an undercover operation, we usually mean a secret operation sanctioned by law. But when we speak of a covert operation, we usually mean one that is kept secret because it is criminal or corrupt. By the way, are you wondering why I say covert instead of covert? If so, that's good. You're developing a discerning ear for pronunciation. Covert, the traditional pronunciation, was the only way of saying the word recognized by dictionaries until the 1960s. Since then, and especially since the Watergate scandal in the early 1970s, when covert paraded itself on radio and television, this variant has become so popular that several dictionaries now list it first. Although few people today are aware that covert was the earlier and only standard pronunciation, dictionaries still list covert, and many older educated speakers prefer covert out of respect for the word's tradition, which dates back to the 14th century. If you'd rather go with the flow on this issue, that's fine. No one can say you're wrong. However, keep in mind that while covert is recognized by current dictionaries, another popular variant, covert, is often not listed at all. On the other hand, if you are not afraid to distinguish yourself as a cultivated speaker at the risk of raising a few eyebrows, then I invite you to join me in the righteous cause of preserving the traditional pronunciation, covert, C-O-V-E-R-T. And now let's wind up this not-so-undercover discussion with a look at our keyword, surreptitious. It comes from a Latin word meaning stolen, kidnapped, and ultimately from the Latin verb surripere, to snatch, pilfer, take away or withdraw secretly. By derivation, surreptitious means snatched while no one is looking. And in modern usage, the word combines the deliberate, cautious secrecy suggested by stealthy with the crafty, evasive secrecy suggested by furtive. That which is surreptitious is done or acquired under the table, in a sly or shifty way, so as to avoid detection. For years, Paul was so surreptitious about his drinking that no one at work knew he had a problem. The general decided to launch a surreptitious attack under cover of darkness. Larry was afraid the IRS would find out about his surreptitious real estate deals.